This is the Uptick Newswire Stock Day Podcast, sponsored by InvestorsHangout.com. Subscribe to us on iTunes, Google Play, and YouTube to stay up to date on penny stock news and interviews, public information on OTC, pink sheets, and microcap stocks from around the world, with your host, Everett Jolly.
On today's show, I'm bringing you back a returning guest. And I kind of say that lightly because they haven't been on the show for over a year. We're talking no other than Hilo Spectra AB. They trade on the OTCQB under the ticker symbol HLSPY. And with us today is the liaison grower, Ryan Wonkel. Ryan, welcome to the show.
Thanks a lot, Everett. It's a pleasure to be on.
You know, give my listeners a little bit about statement of who you guys are and what you do out there.
Well, Helio Spectra, we are a Swedish LED lighting company. We were one of the first in leading. It's a smart lighting with LEDs, so we can control different wavelengths and deliver the specific quality of light that a plant would need during certain stages of growth. We started as a plant research company and then now became a business-to-business company as well, about catering to commercial growers, cannabis and non-cannabis, commercial agriculture in general.
What are some of the biggest challenges for growers and operations teams?
You know, I think some of the biggest growers when it comes to, especially with cannabis, becomes compliance issues. Not only are growers regulating the regulations for the growing practices, but they also have to kind of navigate through the distribution and testing of products. A lot of that also comes with different regulations. For instance, in Massachusetts, they have released a lighting power density requirement, which requires growers to stay under 36 watts per square foot, which is really forcing growers to adapt new technology sometimes quicker than they would like to. And that's part of the reason my role within the company is helping growers make that smoother transition from the legacy lighting to the new technology in becoming successful in their operations quicker.
You know, recently you guys got an order, actually a couple of orders in the last 2 or 3 months from a company called Five Letters Do. What does that mean to your company?
It's really big for us. Five Letters has been a great company to work with. They are actually operating a medicinal grow out of the country of Macedonia. The European market is going to be a larger market in general for cannabis, so they are going to be manufacturing under GMP practices, so that's a good manufacturing process, which is required for most pharmaceutical products in the European community, which the exporting of cannabis is going to be very large and a global enterprise. So for us, with Five Letters, it's been a great partnership. There's definitely things on the work when it comes to educational programs we will be doing with them as well.
My guest today is Ryan Wonkel. He is a master grower with Hilo Spectra AB. They trade on the OTCQB under the ticker symbol HLSPY. Let me ask you this. How do your company's lighting strategies help growers create craft cannabis? And what exactly is craft cannabis?
Well, you know, craft cannabis is somewhat of a loosely why the price starts to drop. People are looking for more efficient ways to grow product. Also, I think producing consistency through a consistent quality, whether it's a certain cannabinoid profile. Of course, we hear about CBD all the time, which is very important, but there's other medicinal values in the plant as well, including terpenes. So we can have control of the morphology within the plant by delivering, again, not only a quality of light and a quantity of light to the plant as well. So we do have growers that are using specific wavelengths of light to increase those medicinal profiles within the plant, just by the spectrum of light that you're delivering at a specific time. And then having those consistent results allows it to be a marketable product that it can, again, that patient knows every time that they go in what those medicinal values are going to be within that strain or cultivar.
Canada's coming online here the first or second week of October. What's that going to mean to your company?
Canada has been a huge market for us. It really was since the whole medicinal value has taken off in Canada. Canada is also looking for huge exporting rights as well. So the traction that's been gained in Canada has been very awesome. Also, Canada has a lot of big agricultural community when it comes to education, so people are adapting new technology faster, it seems, in Canada. So for us, we're really excited about the possibilities that are going to continue to open up for us with our brother up north.
You know, you being a master grower there at the company, what new systems or products do you guys have in the hopper going forward?
Well, currently we have released a new smart lighting control software we call HelioCore. It actually will take real-time data from the sun, and the sun will then communicate with HelioCore and take that real-time information. Again, it's going to be providing consistent lighting all year long, for summer production being the same as winter. That HelioCore will then make predictive models of when it will actually use the light throughout the day. So it's even more energy savings on top of what a grower would be going with LED in general. We've also really looking at the vertical farm, because vertical farming has been very important. So we have released a series of light bars this week at Cultivate, which is a very large horticultural show in Columbus, Ohio.
It seems like everybody and their brothers getting into the CBD business, the marijuana business. What trends are you seeing as the cannabis industry is expanding to more of a global setting?
You know, I think with more of the studies that CBD has been really great and very on the forefront as far as a lot of acceptance of cannabis in the industry, especially globally. I am seeing a lot more traction and a lot more attention being paid to other cannabinoids, not just THC, but THCV, CBG, other anti-inflammatory and very other medicinally beneficial profiles within the cannabis plant, including terpenes. So I do see a trend of exploring a lot of these chemical profiles, not just CBD within the plant, but other cannabinoids as well. Also, I see very much attention focused on GMP and the good manufacturing process that Europe tends to apply with any sort of pharmaceutical, chemical substance, that I see a lot of growers paying really close attention, and how they do seed to sale following that GMP process.
You know, today you guys put out a press release. You're bringing on some new team members. Can you expand on that, and why now?
Since we really hit the market with our top light in 2014, of course, with larger and larger installations, we're finding that not only people are wanting us to provide with light, but with our expertise and plant staff and engineers and developers on our staff, that it typically goes beyond lighting, and making sure that our growers and creating a partnership with our growers is very important. So the new sales team will continue, the new add-on of executives, we will continue to focus on that solution that we can bring for the client, not just with light, but how we might be able to influence cultivation practices, building development, and really work hand in hand with the growers and becoming more successful with them in large scale operations.
Ryan, I want to thank you for coming on the show today, bringing us up to speed on your company, HelioSpectra. In closing, is there anything that we didn't get a chance to touch upon that you would like to illustrate to my listeners?
I think that, sustainable cannabis production is, I think, has been on the top of a lot of people's list, that the environmental impact on the electrical grid and the earth in general, I think, is very important, and I'm seeing a lot of growers trending towards more sustainable cannabis production. And I encourage everybody to look at those, from cultivation to distribution as well.
Company that we're highlighting today here on Stock Day is HelioSpectra AB. They trade on the OTCQB under the ticker symbol HLSPY. Ryan, I want to thank you for your time, and thanks for coming on the show. Hopefully you guys will come back on the show in 50 or 60 days and give us an update of what's going on.
Hey, I look forward to it, Everett. Thank you very much.
This program is entirely sponsored and produced by Uptick Newswire, LLC, which is responsible for the content. The opinions and information provided on this program are those of the guests and those of the respective companies they represent and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff or management of Uptick Newswire. Uptick Newswire encourages all listeners of this program to do their due diligence and research when determining investment strategies that will work for them or to seek the assistance of an investment professional. The guests of this program may have paid for its distribution and are not directly affiliated with Uptick Newswire or this station.